Hello everybody, it's Paul Neeson with the Raw Life Health Show, and people have been asking me, where are the recipes? You're a raw food chef, Paul. Where are the raw food recipes? How come we don't see them? Well, the reason why you don't see them is because unless I'm doing an event where I have to make those recipes, I usually don't eat recipes. When I first got into eating a raw food diet, I used to love recipes, and I really got excited when I went to a raw food restaurant where I could eat recipes often. And then I learned how to make the recipes and would make them often. But the longer I got into this, the more simple I ate. And I eat very simple right now. On the average day, I don't eat any recipes. I keep it very, very simple. People might think boring, but I say simple. I remember when I met Dr. Fred Bischoff, who's been on a raw food diet for over 50 years. He said he's like a robot. He eats pretty much the same thing every day. And it didn't consist of a lot of recipes. The most complicated thing Dr. Bischoff would eat would be a salad. And I don't even get that complicated. On the average day, I eat, let me give you an example today or yesterday. Right now here in Florida, it's summertime and there's fruits everywhere. It's amazing. But here's what I ate yesterday and what I'm pretty much gonna eat today, and just show you how simple I do it. Now remember, you know, I've been doing this a long time, eating a raw food diet, and if you're first getting into this, it's okay, eat those recipes. Even if you're into this a long time, enjoy the recipes. But all I'm saying is, from my experience, the longer you're eating a simplified diet or a raw food diet, you get simple over the years and not more complicated. So raw food lasagna is quite complicated, but you know, it's a treat every now and then. But here's what I do. So here, this is a longan. It's longan season right now. This is a longan. It's one of the tropical fruits here in South Florida. And even though I'm in South Florida and I can get these locally, you can pretty much buy them in any city in the United States if you go to the right store to get them. And then I have mangoes. It's mango season. So for my breakfast here, I might have some longans and some mangoes. I always have a good amount of water. And I try to get something in my diet every day that's green. And basically, it's some form of kale. There's many different varieties of kale. And I just eat the kale. I love to eat kale. Sometimes I eat collard, but I'm past even putting a dressing or anything. I just eat it. I just wash it and eat it. And I'll follow that up usually with an avocado. And then maybe in the early evening, I might have an almond milk, or, you know, I got a mame last night, or about 5 o'clock yesterday, I had a mame. It was delicious. And that's usually it. So I keep it very simple. That's why you don't see the raw food recipes, but I will make raw food recipes for you guys on the show. I have a lot to make, a lot to do, and I will do that. But I'm just eating so simple now and enjoying it. And if you're getting into the raw food diet and you have questions, contact me. But seek out these different exotic fruits. And remember, keep it simple for your digestion. Remember, there's no little man in your stomach saying, here comes an apple or here comes a pork chop. You know, your body has to digest the food that comes in. So if you eat an apple or two apples, great. If you eat a pork chop or something else, it has to work a lot harder to do so. Keep it simple. Keep it fresh. Have something green in your diet every day. Upon waking up, have a good amount of water. Make sure you get that exercise and you're moving throughout the day and get some fresh air. It's not that difficult to eat healthy. Don't eat late at night and don't eat before going to sleep. Get my book, The Daylight Diet. Have a great day and great raw life.
Nature's wealth, good for your health. This is the Raw Life Health Show. Raw life. Brighten up your life.